We can't let you go until we're sure that you're impotent or...
Hey!
Sorry, poor choice of words. Until we know that you're...
Flaccid?
I love you.
No, you don't. But thanks for saying it.
Do you want to be punished?
He wears lists, you know.
You know, one of these days I'm just going to put you two in a room and let you wrestle it out.
No problem at this end.
There could be oil of some kind involved.
Come on, vampires! Nasty! Let's annihilate them. For justice and for the safety of puppies. Christmas, right? Let's fight that evil! Let's kill something! Oh, come on!
I'm saying that Spike had a little trip to the vet, and now he doesn't chase the other puppies anymore.
Welcome back for another episode of Naked Spike Fanfic. Here on this podcast, I read the stories that are found on Naked Spike Live Journal community, with the author's permission, of course. On the Live Journal community, you can also see several of the art, the manips, if you would, that are Spike-centered and whoever the guest of the month is. Go visit the Live Journal community to see this month's challenges. Definitely leave feedback for all of the artists and all of the fanfic writers. Today's fanfic I am going to bring you, it is titled, Some Days It Just Doesn't Pay to Get Out of Bed. It is from a Spike Gets Stuck prompt. It has a NC-17 warning, and it is out of character warnings as well. It is by the wonderful Slay Me Softly. It is also read by the awesome Andy. Here is your story, and listen for the end of the story for a wonderful promo by Scott Sigler. If you are under the age of 18, please respect yourself and me, and don't listen to this podcast.
Spike gets stuck. Some days, it just doesn't pay to get out of bed. All right, Harris, enough is enough. Get your arse back here, and... He twisted his head as he heard the door open, preparing to rip Xander a new one for leaving him to wake up with his hands and feet shackled to the bed. The sight of Buffy's bright red face and bulging eyes stopped him in mid-rant. Oh, bollocks. Buffy's eyes darted around the room, desperately seeking something to look at besides the very naked and well-built vampire stretched out on Xander's bed. Don't just stand there gaping, Slayer. Get over here and use some of those overachieving muscles to get me loose. Over? Over there? Like, where you are, all naked and no clothes wearing? Well, you can't very well break me out of these things from all the way over there, can you? His face took on a sad, pleading expression, to which Buffy unconsciously responded. Eyes averted, she approached the bed and cleared her throat. So, Xander did this to you? How did he... I mean, why are you... Couldn't you... He did it while I was asleep. How did he get your clothes off without waking you? I sleep naked. Always have. Buffy nodded, still making no motion towards the handcuffs. But you're in Xander's bed. Naked. In Xander's bed. Why were you sleeping in Xander's bed? Naked. It was Spike's turn to send his eyes darting around the room to avoid meeting the Slayer's narrowing gaze. He wasn't using it, he ventured. So he handcuffed you to the corners to punish you for sleeping in his bed when he wasn't here. Her eyes pleaded with him to tell her she was right. Spike nodded vigorously. Yes, got it in one, Slayer. The wanker is punishing me for sleeping in his bed. That's it, exactly. Seems like a funny way to punish you, by forcing you to stay where he doesn't want you. Buffy bit her lip as she studied the padded cuffs holding Spike's body spread eagle on the bed. As her eyes traveled from his outstretched arms, past his bulging biceps, down his muscled chest and taut, flat stomach, her mouth went dry. Avoiding the object nestled in the light brown curls at the bottom of his abdomen, she ran her eyes over his powerful thighs and down to where another set of padded cuffs held his legs apart. She was running her eyes slowly back up his body when she caught a slight movement from the corner of her eye. Glancing back, she watched in fascination as Spike's cock began to stir and fill. "What are you doing?" she whispered, then cleared her throat and tried again, louder. What are you doing? Stop that!
Stop what? Reacting to the way you're looking at me? To the way your heart rate just doubled? Or to the Common sense stopped him before he could share with her what it was that had really made his cock sit up and pay attention. Ignoring the way he was trying to put the blame on her, Buffy licked her lips and moved even closer.
You're like completely helpless right now, aren't you? She said, putting one knee on the bed.
The mattress dipped under her weight as she moved the other knee until she was kneeling beside him.
I mean, you can't... I could do whatever... And you wouldn't be able to...
You could do whatever you want to me, pet. Spike's voice had taken on a sultry rumble that had Buffy squeezing her thighs together tightly. The vampire smiled as he scented renewed arousal.
I can't do anything back. You'd be perfectly safe from me.
Buffy swallowed hard and scooted closer. She reached out a tentative hand and touched a flat nipple, giggling when it immediately hardened into a peak. She flicked it with her fingernail, jumping slightly when Spike let out a groan. She risked a quick glance at his face, but the sight of his slack mouth and half-closed eyelids sent her eyes skittering away. Growing bolder, she leaned forward and licked the nipple she'd been flicking, moving her hand to the other one and rubbing her palm over it until it, too, was hard and Spike was arching up into her hand and mouth. Sitting back up, Buffy waited until he was lying still again, although his chest was moving as he took short, unnecessary breaths. Then she let one hand drift down to his ribcage. When his skin twitched and he smothered a snort of laughter, her gaze flew to his panicked face. Pure glee lit up her eyes as she leaned over him, fingers poised. His head was shaking violently back and forth, his "no, no, no" becoming louder and louder as her intention became clear. With a triumphant shout, she buried her fingers in his ribs, wriggling them around and giggling as the vampire writhed under her hands, his blood-curdling snarls ruined by the interspersed uncontrollable giggles. Buffy tickled him unmercifully until she noticed that his cock had dwindled and was clearly losing interest in her other attentions. With a pout, she stopped and sat back on her haunches, waiting until Spike had stopped shaking. When he was once again lying still and glaring at her, his eyes flashing amber, she tried a new approach. Picking up a feather that was, for some reason, resting upon the nightstand, she ran it gently across his chest, smiling when his nipples once again came to attention. She curled the feather up the side of his neck, across his chin, and down the other side, leaning over him as she ran it down his torso. She paused at his navel, pleased to see that his cock once again approved of what she was doing. After tickling his belly button until he couldn't hold back another snort of laughter, she trailed the feather down one hip, down his thigh to his knee, and back up inside of the other thigh. She brushed it over his balls, smiling when he couldn't control a whimper. Tilting her head to one side, she paused to study what she had to admit was a very impressive piece of male equipment. She experimentally slid the feather up the side of his cock, nodding in satisfaction when it twitched to the accompaniment of a gasp from the vampire. For several minutes, while Spike's whimpers became moans and pleas, she brushed his cock with the feather, teasing the head and laughing with delight as it strained towards her. Leaning over the moaning vampire, she sighed onto his cock, letting her warm breath drift over it. His sudden hip thrust toward her face had her flinching back and glaring at him before she slapped it with her hand. That was bad. Bad, Spike. You should be punished. Ignoring his garbled demand that she tell him what the bloody hell she thought she'd just been doing, she began to gently bat his cock back and forth between her hands. It wasn't until his hips began jerking uncontrollably that she realized what the end result of her actions was going to be. She stopped immediately, leaving Spike swearing in several languages. When Buffy made no other moves toward him, Spike left off swearing and lay still, only his rapidly rising and falling chest giving any indication that he was still aroused. Well, that and the aching erection that had seemed so close to being eased. Slayer, Buffy, you're not going to leave me like this, are you, love? There was no reply, but she bit her lip as she stared at the subject of the conversation. clearly fascinated by the way it bobbed against his flat stomach. "Please, Slayer. You're one of the White Hats, aren't you? You don't torture poor, helpless demons." "I'm not torturing you," she protested. "I was just... She glanced up to meet his raised eyebrows and trailed off. "I was just having fun," she pouted, as his eyes focused on her mouth. "Weren't you having fun?" she whispered, moving closer and feeling her temperature rise as he unconsciously strained towards her. "I was, pet. Think you know that, but you kind of left me hanging." Buffy's giggle surprised them both. "Doesn't look like you're hanging to me. Looks pretty upright, almost pointy, like a steak." His head fell back, and he emitted a low groan. "If you're not going to help me out, at least get one of my hands free so I can help myself." "Ew, why would I do that?" "Because you're a kind, soft-hearted woman who wouldn't leave a poor bloke in this kind of pain?" Buffy rolled her eyes. "You don't think I'm either one of those things, Spike. Who do you think you're kidding? Well, how likely am I to get any relief if I call you a sadistic bitch?" he growled, shifting his body on the bed and drawing her attention back to how finely put together it was. He flexed his arms, pulling futilely against the handcuffs and, coincidentally, arching his body off the bed. Buffy watched, fascinated as he writhed in front of her, muscles tightening and flexing as he tried to pull himself loose. With an exasperated sigh, she planted her hand flat on his stomach and held him still. "Stop that squirming around," she hissed. "You're making me... Oh, hell!" Removing her hand from his body and causing another whimper to leave his lips, she ripped her shirt over her head, unfastened her bra, and stood up to take off her jeans and thong. While Spike stared at her in joyful disbelief, she took a deep breath and threw herself on top of him. "I'm only doing this because I'm a nice person," she gasped as she stretched out on top, rubbing herself against him and basking in the sensations being created by the body purring under her. He nodded his agreement, mumbling between groans. "Nice. Very nice. The nicest." She opened her legs and allowed Spike's erection to slip between her thighs, eliciting whimpering moans from both Slayer and Vampire. When her squirming around couldn't bring them the contact they were both craving, she rose to her knees and slowly lowered herself onto him. Matching sighs of relief, followed quickly by more whimpers and vigorous action, quickly filled the room. Spike allowed Buffy to ride him for several minutes, enjoying the way she arched her back and threw her head back while grinding into him. Suddenly, he wrenched both arms and legs free and rolled them over so that he was above her, pounding into her willing body. Buffy's arms and legs came up around him, pulling him even closer as they brought each other to mutually satisfactory, noisy conclusions. When Buffy could speak again, she murmured into the chest still pressing her down, "You broke Xander's handcuffs. He's got more. I don't want to know." His chuckle shook his body, including his cock, which was still buried inside her. Buffy felt it begin to stir, and quickly tried to push him off. "No, but..." "No, Spike. Get off or get staked. Xander could be home any minute." "Good point," he agreed, rolling off immediately, but allowing his hand to linger on her stomach. Shoving his hand off her body, Buffy grabbed her clothes off the floor and scrambled into them, her face a study in embarrassment and regret. Spike lay where she'd left him, his body relaxed, but almost in the same position in which she'd found him. "I so don't want to know why having Xander find us like that was scarier to you than being staked."
"You don't want to know, love. Trust me." Spike's voice was quiet, and Buffy shot him a quick look. The vampire was lying still, his open eyes staring at the ceiling and its various pipes and wires. Buffy chewed her lip, then asked quietly, "Is there something I should know? If he's abusing you..." Spike cocked a sardonic eyebrow at her. Then his expression softened. "I'm fine, love. But thanks for asking." "Was right, wasn't I? There is a soft-hearted woman hiding in that amazing body." I should go. I mean, I don't want..." She inhaled and exhaled explosively. "Is he going to be mad that you got loose?" Spike shook his head.
He knows they can't hold me if I really want out of them. It'll be all right. You should go. Don't want him knowing you saw me naked. In his bed. Right, naked. On Xander's bed. Wiping my brain now. With one last glance back at the pensive vampire, once again lying still and staring at the ceiling, she left the room and ran from the house, wondering if it would be possible to outrun both what she now knew about Spike and Xander and what she discovered about herself. Deciding it was worth a shot, she sprinted through town until she couldn't run any more. The long walk home wasn't nearly as helpful as she'd hoped. When Xander got home, he walked in, grinning at the way Spike was lying, just as he'd left him. His grin faded when he got closer and realized that the broken handcuffs were dangling uselessly from Spike's wrists and ankles. "You got loose," he scolded. "And you broke all my handcuffs. Couldn't you have just broken one of them if you had to scratch an itch or something?" "Didn't work out that way," Spike said with a leer. "Needed both hands for what I was doing." "Couldn't wait for me, huh? Well, I guess you'll have to be punished for that." Xander picked up the feather from the nightstand. Spike rolled his eyes and groaned. Bloody hell.
Thank you, Andy, for a wonderful read, and thank you, Slamy Softly, for letting us read this on the podcast. Don't forget to go visit the live journal community of Naked Spike to see what wonderful nakedness is happening with Spike. I'm bringing you a promo from Scott Sigler. Go visit Scott's website. It is scottsigler.com. He has a lot of his works up there. This promo is for his book, Contagious.
Many were infected. Infected with a disease that thinks, a disease that talks, and as the victims finally succumbed, a disease that walks. One man fought back. He resisted the voices. Perry Dawsey carved out pieces of himself in a desperate attempt to survive. He won. But as Perry awakes in a government hospital, he realizes he can still hear those voices. It's not over. And now it's even worse. Because the infection has become contagious. Contagious is the bloody sequel to Scott Sigler's horror thriller, Infected. Available now, online and in bookstores everywhere. Perry's back, and he's got one question for you. Do you feel itchy?